Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
This is the countdown of Triple M NRL's best calls of the 2019 season. Liam Flanagan from the Rush Hour with MG here. For the Souths fans that didn't enjoy number 9 as the Raiders booked themselves a spot in the grand final over the Bunnies, you might enjoy number 8. It's the semi-final, Rabbitohs v Manly, ANZ Stadium. Dan Gerds and MG are in the commentary box. We join the action at the 67-minute mark. Manly lead 26-20, but one of the most controversial calls of the entire final series is about to happen.
Evans to the right, turns it inside to Suli, and this big monster is finally stopped here, but it took three South Sydney players to do it. Right side, Manly. Looking for yet another try. Jake Trbojevic turns it on now to Lloyd Parrott. He almost carries them all the way. Oh, and then Damien Cook's got his hands near Parrott's eyes. Next play, Cherry Evans. He flings it back desperately, taken by Elliott, but he's running backwards, and he keeps it alive to Cherry Evans. They're 20 out now. Now comes on to Finu, and Finu slips. It's not the first time he's done that, as he runs into Knight and also George Burgess. What was Cook doing with his fingers? Now on the left, it comes here to Dylan Walker. On to Cherry Evans. Short pass Waddell. Almost through. Big tackle, Ethan Lowe. Foregone. Seagulls here. With Cherry Evans. Fires it to the right to Walker. Now to Finu. Turns it inside to Jake Trbojevic, and he just punches it up. Conservative play. So it all comes down to this. Finu. Cherry Evans kicks into a South player. Ricochets back to Adam Reynolds, and they survive. Souths have got it back. 26-20. Brad Parker in the bin for a couple more minutes here. There's now a heavy tackle from Tafua there on Roberts. And Roberts gets up to play it. This game is going at 100 miles an hour as Ethan Lowe now carries it forward. We still have 18 minutes to go. A lot of time for drama here at ANZ. Cook throws it left to Walker. Walker to Gagai. Now to Murray. Murray on the grind. Graham down the sideline. Inside Garrick. And then he's taken by Cherry Evans when he had runners on his inside.
Where's his spin on?
They spread the ball out of their own end. A miracle.
Walker, Cody on to George Burgess. In fact, it's Tom. He's got him backpedaling. He wants to offload, but he can't. And he's dropped down 30 away. Now Manly all of a sudden look fatigued. Last, Cook away now to Reynolds. Reynolds on to Cody Walker. Keeps it going to Lowe. Another Tafua special. Lowe gets rid of it. Now it's back. Now, here it comes to Elliott, and he's dropped down. Gentlemen, someone take over for God's sake. I need a breath.
That's just scoreboard pressure there from South Sydney. They needed to be patient. They needed to try and get another set. Well, they've still got a man in the bin, Manly, but they didn't, and they tried to come up with a try-scoring play to get themselves back level, but it wasn't the call, and they got it wrong, and Manly got the football on the 30-metre line. Now they're over halfway.
So now Manly get through their set. Cherry Evans, smart, drills a kick, rolling, and Gagai lets it go. And Parker will come back in moments. They've done it, Manly. Not only have they held South at bay for those 10 minutes, they've gone six clear. 16 and a half to go. This is bordering on a finals classic. It's Manly 26, South 20 down the Brent Root on the sideline.
We should know how South is set up now. It looks like Ethan Lowe and John Sutton are in the centres. Obviously, Graham and Roberts are on the wings. And John, I can't even work out who's playing fullback at the moment. So they're a mess. They're a mess at the moment, South. They've got players all over the place just filling holes. It looks like that's how they'll finish the game.
Ethan Lowe won't walk through the car park tonight. If he's scared the fool, will come out of somewhere and cut him in half.
Now there is Lowe, this time straight and hard, where he runs into Fanua Blake and also Waddell. Play now to Cook. Oh, Cook is manhandled out of dummy half. The marker Fanua Blake all over him. Play to Reynolds. Throws to Liam Knight. Holds it out in front of him. Oh, he's taken a beautiful tackle. Kajewski and also Lloyd Parrott. So they're 20 short of halfway, and Knight gets up slowly on tackle 4. Play to Cook. Throws it on to Totola. And he just punches it upfield. But they're going to end this set here and boot the ball well inside their own territory. Here's Totola now playing it for Cook. Throws to Reynolds. He just goes straight and long. Not a bad kick. It bisects the winger and the fullback. And it's taken here by Reuben Garrett. who runs straight into the waiting shoulder of Cody Walker. Manly 20. Walker's going for the one-on-one strip, but Garrett goes to ground. Manly 26-20, 15 to go. Mark Guy.
I don't know. It's been such a predictable attacking performance tonight from the Rabbitohs. The one time in their own half, they shift the ball to the left. They make 30 or 40 metres. They've done it once all game.
Now they're trying to attack with their defence here as Elliott is picked off by Reynolds. Two gone, played the final, throws to Dylan Walker. Dummies and takes them on. Now he's closed down by Cook and Knight. Ball played to Coruscant. He takes off. The markers weren't square, so they couldn't get involved. Coruscant made a good 12 metres. Played now to Waddell. Throws to the right to Walker. From just behind halfway, Dylan Walker onto Cherry Evans. Now to Gajewski. And Gajewski is rounded up by Cody Walker. Just inside South's territory. Ball played to Suli on the last. Away to Cherry Evans, and he drills it. Again, looking for the sideline. But this time it drilled in by Graham, who skips across his 20-metre line towards the middle. Now straightens and is filled by two defenders. 14 to go. Manly 26-20. Now here it comes to James Roberts. Puts on a right footstep. This is the time he can torch defences. As now the ball is played, and Fanua Blake conveniently got tangled up in the play the ball area. So that slowed down Cook, who fed it on to Sam Burgess, and he just goes up for a hit up. Played to Cook. Throws left to Reynolds. Reynolds on to Walker. Walker to Gagai. In his face was the defender, but Gagai slipped away. Only had unmarked players. He's still going. Now gets it on to Murray. Murray over the 30. Draws in the fullback. Loose pass. Campbell Graham. And the defenders come across. Then his pass is dropped by Reynolds. Manly come up with it.
Penalty to South.
Okay, South butcher a try, but they get it back.
I have a professional foul in that case.
Oh!
Professional foul.
Of course,
foul.
There's a support
runner. Another Sydney!
Got the mark for us. Choosing white assist there.
He's looking for an assist.
Is it Jake Trebojevic?
Jake, you got the mark.
We're waiting for a coach I replay.
Jake Daly. Jake.
Well, Gagai, Dane Gagai gets through and support.
Oh, he pushes
Jake Trebojevic.
Oh, there's not a lot in that, is there?
No.
That's not a... Well, it's a try scoring situation.
Jake
Trebojevic. You can't believe it.
He shot Bambi.
That
wasn't a sin bin.
Well, no, you know what?
I
don't know.
It's a clear potential scoring opportunity.
No, it's not.
And he takes him out.
Wait, Adam.
There'll be no penalty goal here. So Jake DeBoer, here's Cherry Evans.
Professional foul.
Well, Manly win this.
They did it once, Manly. Can they hold on a second time? Jake Trebojevic is gone until the 77th minute of this pulsating final. South tap and go, and they just go conservative on the first play. It's Manly 26, South Sydney 20. Ball played now to Cook. Throws to the right, Liam Knight. Straight and hard, almost went through. Got to the 10, wanted to offload. And he just decided to go to ground. Right upright, played to Cook. He skips across to his left, turns it inside. Here's Cody Walker exploring. He's already scored one tonight. Now he's stopped, and lying all over him is Elliott. Well, that's almost a sin bin. Ball played to Cook. He jumps out. Inside pass. Here's Tom Burgess. He might have got over, but he didn't get it down. Now Walker back to the 10-metre line.
They've got to be more creative, South Sydney, yeah, here. He can't just barge over the line.
That was rugby union stuff from the Bunnies.
Can you forward?
So George races back. In fact, it's Tom. Plays it to Damien Cook. Goes to the right to Reynolds. Dummies. Goes for it. Great tackle for Fanua Blake. A try saver.
What a tackle.
Last tackle, and Reynolds may be kicking. It'll come down to Walker or Cook. Cook. He fires it across to Walker. Walker along here to Sutton. Three on three. Sutton runs. Steps. Straight. Yes! 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 The old man. He doesn't want to end it tonight. John Sutton scores. Next to the post. 26-24. We're about to be tied up again.
Well, John Sutton in the centres now because of an injury depleted South Sydney. Wow, what a game we're witnessing. Jake Trebojevic in the sin bin, quite controversial. Down to 12 men, Manly. They just went left, a long pass for Cody Walker. Sutton just went left foot, and then he dove about 4 metres out from the line to go about a metre to the right of the uprights. This is level of 26 apiece about to be. If Reynolds puts this over, with 11 minutes on the clock. What a game!
And he kept on going off the left foot because you know what? At some point, Jake wasn't going to be there. And that's exactly where Jake Dobovich would have been.
True that.
They overchased in the middle. They pushed really hard. Kajewski, they flew out there thinking that it was going to be short. And then all of a sudden, Sutton comes back off the left again. And there was a big hole in the middle where Jakey Boy would have been. But he wasn't there, Dan. That was brilliant by Sutton.
Wow. They've the great thing about when they've scored, they've done it quickly. They've got another 8 minutes with a one-man advantage. And the kick is good, by the way. 26 all. Now, I'll say this early. It's not golden point rules. It's extra time rules if it's tied. Anything could happen over the next 11 and a half minutes. Brent Reed on the sideline.
Am I right that they've played twice this year and both games have been decided by 1 point?
Yeah. Correct. One golden point.
Well, history suggests we're heading that way again.
Surely we've never had two teams have 3 one-point games in a row.
Oh, Brisbane and Cowboys might be
Yeah, you might be right.
There's some more twists and turns in this, boys, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But now it's South with the upper hand, but the scoreboard is level. What a game, and with controversy as well. Here's Liam Knight hitting it up from the kickoff, where he's upended by Coruscant and also Perrin. Ball played to Cook. Throws it on to Tom Burgess. He had a good first stint.
He's very strong.
And he'll play it now for Cook, who throws to the right. Here's Sam Burgess in the middle. Rides a heavy bump. Dylan Walker finishes him off. Ball played 17 short of halfway. Cook away to Totola. And now Totola with excellent footwork and bends the defensive line back. Drop down just on halfway. Two tackles remain. Cook to Knight. This is a good set. Knight down the middle. They didn't try much there, South, but it was effective. 41 out as the last is called. Here it comes to Reynolds. Goes high. End over end kick. Dropping down 5 metres. A collision. South have got it back. It's 6 more tackles. Tafua has crashed with his man.
No.
Ball flew out. South are 5 metres out. Surely they'll score. They've got numbers to the left. Cody Walker. Oh, now he steps inside Sutton, who puts on a step and has dropped down. And now Manly scramble across. Sutton plays it. Here's Cook to Tola down the middle. And he's felled only on tackle two. 10 minutes remain. Played to Cook to the left. Gives it here to Sutton, but he's caught in traffic. South don't know what to do at the moment, but they've still got three tackles. Slow play the ball. It's like they're aiming for a penalty. Here it comes out of the right. Goes deep to Tola, to Reynolds. Dylan Walker's in his face. And that's four tackles expired. South's yet to ask a question since that catastrophe for Manly. Play to Cook. Throws it left here to Knight. Hurries a pass. Bouncing. Taken by Murray. Pinsey is back. Yes! There's the try. Murray out wide. No need for the video. And South Sydney take the lead back. 30-26 as this classic final gets better and better.
Well, they'll go nowhere, South Sydney. I don't know what happened between George Tafua and Elliott, but no one called for the ball. In turn, it jumped off Tafua's massive chest and went back in the South's hands. Then they had nothing going for South Sydney, basically just nothing at all. And then Cam Murray's picked it up off a loose ball. Manly from the inside, Gerds weren't chasing across, which, man, they must be out their feet.
As soon as they give it a little bit of width, South, they get some joy, MG. I don't know why they continually just try and bash through the middle. That time, it was just Liam Knight running up to the defensive line and then tossing it out, saying, they've got to be short somewhere, boys.
And the bouncing ball, how often do you see that?
And Cameron Murray picks it up, and again, it's a spot where Jake Dobovich would have been, just in between that third defender, just tidying up. You kind of don't realise how much work Jake does until moments like this. And, gee, I've got to go back to that moment. I think that's a penalty, but that's not a professional foul. I don't think Jake Dobovich has stopped a try.
They've got tangled up.
They're going crazy with some of the sanctions on some of these rules that we see every weekend. Guys don't get sinned in for that.
No, and it was still, what, 30 metres?
There were 30 metres out, and there was lots of Manly defenders there.
I think a lot of people are with you, Gerds.
Yeah. Bad call.
Big kick here. 12 in from touch for Reynolds to put South 6 in front. And still 5 minutes of Jake Dobovich in the single. starts it right, curls it back. He's got his kicking game back now. 32-26. Still 8 minutes remain. Brent Reid on the sideline.
Well, he's entertaining the best of times. His press conference does he has. If this score stands up, there might be a $10,000 fine coming his way because he is not going to be happy. That was a massive call. It's completely changed his game. And a lot of people, I'm getting texts now from people saying that was ridiculous.
There's a lot of tweeters as well at @MMNRL. And I'm not sure all of them are Manly fans, but they are furious. But Manly scored, remember, when they had Hank Scorpio, Brad Parker in the bin earlier in the game. So it's not beyond them. But South now full of running. And Liam Knight brings it back where he runs into the power at Fanua Blake and Finu. 32-26. He's cooked. Gets it on now to Tom Burgess. That's a good driving run.
He's been good tonight.
And the plate now to Cook. Throws to the right and Reynolds. Turns it inside to Sam Burgess. And he bends the defensive line back. And he'll play it here 11 short of halfway. As it played now to Cook. Oh, Sam was a bit hurt there, but he seems okay. He was concerned for a moment, but South just punched it up on the next play through to Tola, where Cook throws it on to Cody Walker. Gets it on here to John Sutton, and Sutton here is knocked over 43 metres out. Last tackle. Here's Cook for the short side to Cody Walker. Pokes in a kick, and oh, it just bounces inside the touchline. Interesting tactics. South are 13 on 12, but they're happy to wind this clock down because there's now 6 minutes and 48 seconds left. That is on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. How the hell can we come up with a Macca's on Lovett at the moment? The whole game's on Macca's on Lovett at the moment.
Yes.
And we'll work out our skill certified got plenty of love last week. We'll think of one later. Brent Reid on the sideline.
Yeah, just confirming Dewey and Johnson are both gone for the game with those HIAs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Dewey's, you know, that's the flaw in the system, that everyone knows he's out of here, but yet he stayed on for an extra set while we waited for the doctor to rubber stamp it.
Hard to go past the George Tafua double on Ethan Lowe for the loving it moment.
That gets
the crowd going, Dan.
Well, he's had a hat-trick tonight because he dropped the ball off his chest as well, George.
Here's Brad Parker going down the left side, and he's dropped down. 10 in from touch. Left part of the field for Manly. Oh, Dylan Walker, who's had a wonderful game, has dropped it. He was thinking about and looking for where he was going to distribute. Now they've put field goal right into play. 32-26 to South. 5 minutes 55 remain. Liam Knight has certainly been busy. And he hits it up here, hitting it spinning. Fanua Blake into power all over him. Bound to be played back to Cook. He throws to the left. To Cody Walker. Good left foot step, but straight into Gajewski. Walker trying to play for the penalty. Now it's Damien Cook running out of dummy half. Short pass to Tola.
Here it is.
Bounds over the 10-metre line where he's put down. Reynolds is in position if they want it. Here's Cook. He goes to Reynolds. No, he's too close. Throws to Sam Burgess. Sam, terrible flick pass on the ground. Uh-oh. Taken by Dylan Walker for Manly.
And Sam's out.
And now we've got Sam in trouble.
Yeah, he's got one.
He's face planted into the ground here. We've got a Manly player in Brad Parker. He's in a bit of trouble as well. Well, you heard Reedy tell us moments ago that Dewey and Johnson are gone. Here's a Kotsai replay.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tafua.
He hits Tafua's chest, and I think he rebounds off that and comes down onto George's knee and then possibly even hits the ground. I know he's enjoying this game, boys, the Canberra Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Because these two sides are absolutely tallying each other up.
Yeah.
Physically, emotionally.
Now, Sam.
Oh,
yeah. That's...
Oh.
Well, there's nothing illegal, is there?
No, just that was awkward.
Now, the way Sam went to ground, that should be an automatic exit of the game because he went to the ground without supporting himself, face straight into the turf, and he stayed there for seconds.
Yeah. Who have they got left on the bench? They've got Nichols there.
This trainer that allowed Dewey to stay on when the whole world knew this guy, and there it. Well done. My friend, well done. He's tapped the head. Sam Burgess is out. So a good decision by him. But it leaves South in a bit of a hole.
Wow.
There's only two on the bench, soon to be one. Brent Reed on the sideline.
Yeah, that trainer's Eddie Farrow, Robbie Farrow's brother, but Mark Nichols is coming into the game for the last... Well, Sam's gone for the rest of this game, obviously. Yep. Only 5 minutes to go, so Mark Nichols is now coming to the game.
It's so hard for trainers because they're not qualified to make these decisions.
That's exactly
and
right.
It's put on them to become a doctor.
And they don't see the incident all the time,
Dan,
because they're looking at other parts of the
players.
Game.
He's at Fenua Blake rolling upfield. Trbojevic, Jake still in the bin, 2.5 minutes. There's 5 left on the clock, South 32, 26. Manly now, Tapau slips off a tackle, slips off another. Ball comes out, was it stripped? Was it stripped? No! South have got it!
Wow.
The Bunnies, another chance to close the door. James Roberts, he throws a dummy and then straightens and he's put down. Gajewski lays all over him, 31 out. Cam Murray, his pass put down by Gagai.
He's had a shocker tonight, Gagai.
So Manly, they're not dead yet. Now they'll need to bind this scrum quickly, Manly. I know they're down to 12, but there's only 4 minutes 24 remain. And there we go, they stopped the clock.
I can't remember having a worse game, Dane Gagai, in first grade. This is a hell of a time to play his worst one. And I still think there's a twist. Gert said earlier in this game, 4.5 minutes to go. Jake Trbojevic about to come back on the field in a minute or so.
Well, how many tries have we had? 9.
They don't deserve to limp out, do they, Manly? They need at least one more opportunity. And if they're good enough, they should present themselves with one.
Well, here's the new fella, Ola Koatu. And he's dropped down 10 short of halfway for Manly. Tapau now working it up. It seems like an eternity since Manly have been at South Sydney's end, but they're now inside.
They're doing it easy.
Inside Bunny's territory as Cherry Evans holds it out, turns it inside to Elliott, who's put down. Played now to Coruscant. Throws left to a flat footed Fenua Blake. Now he gets the legs pumping. Still going, Fenua Blake. Finally knocked down from behind. 25 out. 4 gone. Played and thrown to the left. Walker turns it back to the right to Cherry Evans. On to Elliott. They're short of numbers here, Manly. As Elliott turns it inside to a flat-footed Gajewski who stands there like it's touched. Murray grabs him. Murray tries to rip it out of his hands. But Gajewski hangs onto it. Last comes down to Cherry Evans. Up we go. Across the face of goal. Coming down 5 away. It's a great kick. Oh, and up goes Roberts, who has his legs taken out from under him. And that's a penalty to Man. That's a South Sydney. 3 minutes, 20 to go. Drake Trbojevic is back. 13 on 13, but that's a bad misfire from Brad Parker as South can wind a little bit of clock off.
Yeah, it was. He had hours for the football, but then as soon as he saw Roberts had it, and that's a great take from a guy that plays in the centres that through injury has been moved out onto the wing. He had to get high. It was a precious situation, and then Parker just timed it poorly.
Yeah.
Big play from Roberts.
It's amazing. James Roberts, you didn't think he'd come down to the last time to take a bomb like that. But he's used every inch of his height to get a bomb. And wow, 3 to go.
Well, we have seen errors from both sides in this second half. Plenty of them. The fatigue is getting to them both. Can South Sydney just get through a set here? Here's Ethan Lowe. Tucks it under the arm and he's dropped out. They've shown no desire to go for field goal, albeit they've coughed it up a couple of times when they've had a chance to set themselves. Here's Mark Nichols now hitting it up. Hitting and spinning.
Look for a one-on-one strip from Manly.
South sit down, I believe, to one on the bench. Now here's Reynolds, turns it inside to Tom Burgess.
They're going to need a week off, Dan. Yeah. They can't go to Canberra next week after this. This has been an absolute bash-up.
8 short of halfway. Here's Liam Knight, yet another run. Now Coruscant's got his hand on the ball, but Kajewski doesn't peel off, so Coruscant has to take his hands off.
He's been good.
To Tola.
Wow.
His 50th game has been terrific. Gets to within 35 out. They're going to shoot here. I wouldn't have thought so. Reynolds, yeah, he's looking for the corner. Pokes in the kick. Rolling. Elliott. Oh, he wanted to let it go. He slips. He's gone to the end goal. Caught in two minds. And Reynolds saves his best kick for last.
That's a cruel game.
Now, man, they're going to have to go the short restart here. 32-26 to South. 1:48 to go. The Bunnies are almost there.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, isn't it, for Manly and their fans?
Now, here's Cherry Evans, the most important player of the game. Shot clock down to nothing. Oh, it's gone off. A penalty. What a way for Manly to exit the finals. The tie power shot clock has gone off. And it's the right call because he certainly had not got boot to ball when the clock went off. And Souths are going to win by 8. What a cruel way for a wonderful season to come to an end. The Manly Seagulls, hands on hips.
But to South's credit, they had to hang in there, Dan. Even when things were going against them and Manly looked like the stronger side, they found a way to stay in the contest. They found a way to come up with points. It wasn't pretty, but they just found a way, as they did a couple of weeks ago against the Roosters. And yeah, they'll tie this one up with this kick. And they're dancing in the aisles here at ANZ Stadium.
That's sad. That's cruel for Manly. They fought so hard for so long. And to go out like this is just not the way it should be, the way the script should be written.
This is a team that was near the bottom of the ladder last year.
15th.
And they have come for the 2019 season. The old coach, Des Hasler. He took some retreads. He took them and made them premiership contenders. They are so close to a prelim final, but tonight belongs to South as Reynolds drives the kick over, and for the fifth time in the last 8 years, the Bunnies will be within 80 minutes of the grand final. 2 seconds remain. There'll be time for kickoff, but Manly are down by 8. It's all over. So many things to talk about. We'll be here for a little while with the postcode. We might even take a press conference or two, because there are so many things to dissect. Gerds and the team will do it tomorrow as well at midday. And a little anticlimactic this finish. I think we're all expecting it was going to be tied and there's going to be a field goal. And in the end, it was a penalty goal just to put it out of reach. John Sutton's career goes on for one more week. Here's the kickoff. It's taken on the full. And walking over the sideline is Cam Murray. He was sensational. The South Sydney Rabbitohs are into the final four. Boy, they had to earn it tonight. Manly gave them everything they could handle. But the red and greens, they go to Canberra, a place they won earlier this year. And just maybe, the Rabbitohs can find themselves into the grand final. That's next Friday. Now the two sides come together. What an epic game this has been.
Yeah, 60 points. An amazing contest. Both teams, as Gerds mentioned, through it, we just bashed each other all night. There was injuries. There was drama with sin binnings. There was some magnificent tries, and there was a lot of heart and soul displayed by both teams. Bravo! What a fantastic contest.
Yeah, it's a finals, isn't it? That's an absolute final when you just got guys that, you know, playing in different positions. We saw, you know, Roberts on the wing there for South in the end. Murray out in the centres. Sutton in the centres for a time. Gagai at fullback. I mean, this whole South Sydney backline looked differently at all different stages of this game. So continuity was a real battle for them. But they just found a way to hang in the contest. Stay within 6. I don't think Manly got out more than 6 points. And then, you know, with a couple of breaks and a couple of decisions that are going to be questioned for the next 2 or 3 days from the referee, yeah, when they went down to 12.
The next 5 months, Gerds, from the beaches.
Well, I think, yeah, from the beaches, absolutely. But I mean, in a game perspective, I mean, you've got to move on to the match-up, and they've earned the right to go down there to Canberra and play in what's a grand final qualifier. But it had everything tonight.
So now the building and the build-up begins for South. Alex Johnston's got issues. Adam Dewey, can he pass the concussion protocol? We've had a wretched night for Dane Gagai.
Sam Burgess went off.
Sam Burgess went off, although he's doing an interview with Channel 9 at the moment. We'll try and catch up with him if we can. He seems as though he's come too, so he should be okay. But they've got their issues, the Bunnies. And they play next Friday night. The biggest game in the history of Canberra, of that stadium, Canberra Stadium. And it's going to be the Raiders against the South Sydney Rabbitohs.